Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Deserves a little love today. Who do you want to give the love to? We had some fine callers for the last hour. I suggest that our veterans deserve our love. Amen. Amen, I say to you. That, I think, is well placed. Thank you for that. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hillen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell from 550K Fire is here. For all of our listeners on 550K Fire on AM 1100 The Flag, on AM 1090 KTGO, rocking the Bakken at KLTC in Dickinson. Our love is directed at you. Thank you for listening to the program, but we want to know who you want to share the love with today on the program. I want to share the love with anybody that parted with their hard-earned money yesterday for Giving Hearts Day and contributed to this total of $6,938,206 yesterday, donated to some 250 charities that are part of Giving Hearts Day at impactgiveback.org. Way to go. That is just plain awesome. It really is. Pat yourself on the back if you were part of that day. What a neat deal. $6,938,206. Unbelievable. Really cannot even believe that. So pretty darn good. All right. We also have some additional information and on this dog gate. I'm calling it dog gate, but we started the show an hour ago by telling you about this family. They live about 50 miles outside of Fargo Moorhead. They lost two black Labradors early in January. The dogs were found late in January and have been placed with a home, and now this family wants their dogs back. Should they get their dogs back? That was our question. Seems reasonable. They ought to get their dogs back. There were reports they're talking and trying to figure it out. We've since learned the rest of the story, if you will, from a source, that the dogs evidently lived outside, were not neutered, were not up to date with shots, despite being over 4 years old. They were missing a month, in the pound for weeks, set to be euthanized. An organization for the love of dogs took the dogs from the pound to try and place them and ultimately save them from being euthanized. And have told us that while every person raises their dogs differently, generally, they're not going to adopt out to people who have their dogs living outside. They can run away. Here's the question. Knowing what we know now, should this family get their dogs back? Here's one comment about that that came in during the news.
Scott, are we talking about dog gate now? Scott, what if those dogs were cattle and they had a brand? They'd be returned to their rightful owners immediately. I can't believe we're even talking about this stuff.
All right. That's fair game, too. But again, knowing that this... Here's the deal. This family would not get their dogs, would not be able to adopt dogs under these circumstances. In other words, this agency says, okay, here's some things we need to know about the family. We need to do our due diligence. They wouldn't get them. Now, they are their dogs. But knowing what we know, they wouldn't get the dogs. Should they be returned to the rightful owners? Listeners saying, absolutely. What do you say? Gary in South Dakota, what's on your mind? You're next at 800-228-0550. Welcome.
Hey, hi. Yeah, hi, interesting there. Topic. My dog took off the other night, ironically. Anyway, somebody found her down the street and returned her. But I don't think these people should, you know, it sounds like there's some cruelty going on there. They don't have their act together. So I wouldn't give those dogs up, or I wouldn't give them back to those people. Anyway, but this was my question. I'm a Native American originally from Wisconsin. I'm a veteran, a Vietnam veteran. And Scott Walker, I like that guy. It seems to me that the Dems had them pretty, Wisconsin, quite a bit in debt before he came into office. So I don't know what the complaint is over there. I know the unions and all that came after him in mass because he took the bargaining, whatever it is, away from the teachers. But anyway, what we're trying to do personally, and a friend of mine, we have a biodigester that we want to try to show the governor because they're having trouble with their manure over there. They, you know, there's digesters that are breaking down and the environment is being affected. But, you know, our process, we don't have anything going out into the environment that's going to hurt the environment. And the NPK part, the fertilizer, it's going to be organic. So once that comes out of our biodigester, it's going to make that their land a lot better and the soil a lot richer and stronger. So we're trying to get to the governor and say, hey, this might get you right into office. You do this because there's a big manure conference coming up in Green Bay on the 23rd and 24th of this month. We want to go over there.
Wouldn't that be ironic, Gary, that manure could pave the way for Scott Walker in the White House?
Really? Really?
Yeah. Well, good luck on getting a hold of him and keep us posted on it, okay? I've met Scott Walker before. Very humble guy, very, you know, soft-spoken guy. I mean, I think he's going to be a worthy contender for that GOP presidential nomination crown. I really believe he is. And I think this latest dust-up will pave the way. Shannon in Watford City, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to say, what if those dogs were AKC registered and they paid $500 a piece for them? Would they be entitled to them then?
I don't know that would make a difference. I think what the shelter is saying, they're going through a process that anybody that wants to adopt pets would go through. And in this case, obviously, they had the dogs previously, but this business about them being outside, not having shots, looks to me like they weren't that well cared for. So I'm just asking, should that be a factor here? They're also saying, you know, if you lost a couple of dogs, you'd think you'd keep in contact with the local pounds, you know, weekly if not daily, and you know, they weren't in this case because those dogs had been found for some time, so that's another issue. I don't know. What's your take, Shannon? Should they get the dogs back?
Well, I think they should.
Regardless of whether they were kept up outside and no shots and all that stuff. Are their dogs, so they ought to get them back in your view.
I mean, were they well fed? I mean, I would say they should get them back.
All right. Thanks, Shannon. Appreciate that. Lance in Trail County, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Scott. One thing I haven't heard, or unless I missed it, did these run away from a farmstead or from a location in a town, a small town?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it was a small town they lived in. I'm trying to remember.
Okay. The other thing is, did they have a way to go into a warmer location if they felt so? You know, were they just totally outside with no recourse at all for getting warm? I mean, I got two dogs, a Roddy Lab and a Basset Shepherd. He's 10 years old. He couldn't care less if he ever went outside other than do his business. And Jill, the little Basset Shepherd, she couldn't care less if she ever come in. And so they have different attitudes. But if they're outside and I'm gone, they have a way to get through two dock doors to get into my furnace room where I keep it 50 degrees, you know? So, I mean, without knowing everything about it.
We need to know a little more, is what you're saying.
Yeah. You know, dogs that stay out on a chain, which absolutely tears me up. I can't stand that. But, you know, if they have their own doghouse, they can go into and get out of the elements directly. You know, that's a difference. Yeah, and how well they were fed, how well they were watered, all that stuff, it does make a difference. I've also heard of people driving by farmsteads. You know, these city people, they drive by a farmstead. Oh, there's a dog walking. He must be lost. He must be abandoned. No, he's a farm dog. Farm dogs aren't kept on a leash all the time. Sometimes they roam within a mile or two of their house, and every day they're back home.
I think this was Barnesville, Minnesota, to answer your earlier question.
Okay.
Because there was some controversy over whether they had informed the Barnesville Police Department, and evidently they did, that the dog was missing, but it didn't get to the police department because of some email technological issue or something. So.
Most
people are pointing fingers at the rescue, and they've been flooded with calls and emails and Facebook comments demanding that the dogs be returned, threatening protest at their adoption day event this weekend planned for West Fargo PetSmart. Again, we have some information from a source within the dog rescue saying the reason, for the delay in the response and getting us back has been these other things. Yeah, the care of the dogs. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always sharing information on Facebook about lost animals, you know. You never know. We all have friends somewhere other than the town we live in. I got all kinds of friends anywhere from 50 to 300.
You bet.
Friends.
Makes sense. Lance, appreciate the call. Thanks. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Join the North Dakota Soybean Council for their 2015 Northern Soybean Expo, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Registration is free and starts at 8 a.m. The conference runs 9:30 to 4. Topics include how to compete in a global economy with Todd Buchholz, The Sensible Environmentalist with Dr. Patrick Moore, and Market Commentary with Jerry Belke. For more information, go to ndsoybean.org. The Northern Soybean Expo, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raised animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants that made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Heading into this Valentine's weekend, who deserves the love today? From What's On Your Mind, Are You Kidding Me edition, 800-228-0550. Welcome your call, 701-258-0550. You know who's getting my love today, Todd?
My Pillow?
My Pillow. Yes! You nailed it.
Every morning. Oh, that felt good.
Most important thing to your health is sleep. Most important thing to your sleep, MyPillow. Simple as that. And this, folks, guaranteed is the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Now, if you use promo code SCOTT when you go to MyPillow.com, you'll get a two-for-one deal. 50% off by my math. That's right. Or call them at this special number for our What's On Your Mind listeners, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. One more time, 800-506-9028. Snoring, insomnia, neck pain, migraines, allergies, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, RLS, TMJ. A lot of folks that have had those ailments have had great relief thanks to MyPillow. It's helped a lot of people who suffer from those ailments get a good night's sleep. Could help you too. The official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, guaranteed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-night money-back guarantee. It stays cool. Love that. No tossing and turning. It's machine washable and dryable. You're going to have it a long time. So non-allergenic. Has patented interlocking fill so it adjusts any sleep position. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. It gets the love. Gets the love. Mark in Devil's Lake, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott.
How are you?
I'm good. I just want to stir the pot on the dog thing.
Stir the pot. All right, go ahead and stir the pot.
Well, personally, I think if a dog is running loose, it's just trouble looking for a place to happen. But people need to realize that if the dog is running and he's chasing somebody's livestock, the livestock owner can destroy that dog. And if a dog is chasing deer, a law enforcement officer could kill that dog. And so, you know, these running dogs are a problem. And people need to be more responsible and take care of their dogs and keep them home. If they're letting them run miles from home, they don't care too much about them. That's just my opinion.
Okay, and, you know, that isn't a deal-breaker for this particular rescue for the love of dog, but what is living outside and the fact that there weren't shots and basically saying the dogs weren't cared for. And so they're basically saying the family's not fit. And what they're doing is basing on the criteria of how they would place dogs to anybody and to do their due diligence. Others are saying, wait a minute, it's their dogs. Give them their dogs back. So
yeah,
that's why we're asking.
That's a hard question. You know, there are people that shouldn't own dogs, but there's probably people shouldn't have kids either. So what do you do?
But in your mind, these dogs, because they'd run, even though that's not a criteria, is enough not to give the dogs back to these owners.
I think owners have to be responsible.
All right, siding with the rescue in this case. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the comment. Let's go to Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Dale's on the line. Hey, Dale.
Hey, good morning. On the pet thing, I would say, you know what? Parents have the choice whether to vaccinate your kid. The owners probably have the right to whether or not to vaccinate their dog, but maybe there's some zoning laws or whatever. If they had to get their shots, so be it. They could still get their dog back by paying the fee. I've got pets. They're outside, but they have a place. They have a place that's out in a shelter or whatever, and they run outside. The other day when it was 10 below, my black lab was rolling around in the snow. Come on. It's an animal. It's no different than livestock.
It's just a rule. By this particular rescue, they generally will not adopt out to people who have their dogs living outside. And
right.
they're saying because they can run away. It's one of the reasons. That's how they defend it.
Well, they could have got chased away by brush wolf or, you know, who knows as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nature a little bit, too. It's not everything's domesticated.
Bottom line, give them their dogs back.
I think they should get the opportunity to get their dogs back, yes. Thank you.
You bet, Dale. Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Let's go up to Minot. Anything else, Dale?
Oh, Scott Walker, I think he's a good man. Don't know him personally, but I think our media should reward him for his record showing that he can govern. I think he could lead a country. No nonsense. Use your common sense, people. Thank you very much.
You're not having a fit over the fact that he left college before he graduated, unlike the national media. Big controversy. Appreciate the call. Up to Minot. Lauren, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I'm just calling regarding the dog issue.
Yeah.
And I'm not a rancher now, but I used to be. And I had a policy when I'd find a dog on my land that was not my own, I just plain shot it, put it in the manure pile, and didn't talk about it. But I had to do that because a dog that is running free will start to chase things, and I couldn't afford to lose cattle just because someone didn't want to keep tabs of their dog. And I had my own dogs. They were farm dogs. They were never kept in. They had a place to go if it was cold, but if somebody would have shot them, if they'd have been over at their place chasing their cattle, I'd have said, yeah, more power to you. A dog that's running is dangerous.
Appreciate the call, Lauren. Thanks for sharing your opinion. By the way, I started talking about this before the top of the hour break, and I didn't get back to all the details on it, but we had a call earlier critical of Congressman Kevin Cramer. Actually, what he was saying is that, you know, the reason Common Core wasn't undone by the North Dakota House is because when you have a state that elects people like Congressman Kevin Cramer, then what do you expect? Congressman Kevin Cramer this week said the U.S. House Committee on Education and the Workforce approved major education reform, which reduces federal outreach and restores local control while empowering teachers and parents. It's called the Student Success Act. It replaces the existing No Child Left Behind law, significantly updating and reauthorizing the nation's K-12 education funding for the first time since 2001. The legislation is now ready to be considered by the full House of Representatives later this month. He said, quote, the Student Success Act has marked up in committee, reforms education decision-making to where it belongs. I'm sorry, not reforms, returns education decision-making to where it belongs, in homes, in school districts, and states. An important part of this legislation prohibits the Secretary of Education from expanding federal control over education by coercing states into adopting Common Core standards. So, prevents the Secretary of Education from forcing states to adopt Common Core or any other common standards or assessments. Increases local flexibility. More than 65 federal programs merged into a new local academic flexible grant designed to put funding decisions back into the hands of states and local entities. So, anyway, just a little bit of a piece of the news on some legislation making its way through the U.S. House that obviously puts Congressman Kevin Cramer in the camp of opposing Common Core, which did get a hearing in the North Dakota House this week. We'll talk with Al Carlson about that and lots of other things related to the week that was in the North Dakota legislature when we come back. Welcome your calls for Congressman Cramer, Al Carlson, Representative Al Carlson, the majority leader as well, when we come back. Kevin's Wednesday. Al Carlson's next. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your for youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Before the top of the hour, we spent a couple of days with the North Dakota legislature this week and wanted to catch up today with the House Majority Leader Al Carlson. We're doing everything in our power to give you regular access to the leaders and as well individuals that are working on different pieces of legislation in the state legislature. So you can ask any questions you might have. Keep tabs on the legislation that's being debated and always appreciate the access we get from all of them. Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, Representative from Fargo, joins us on the Newsmaker line right now. Al, how you doing?
Pretty good, Scotty. How are you?
Very good. So what's your headline on the week? What was the big news?
Well, obviously, there were two big issues on Wednesday. Common Core was one of them, and the vote on the Smarter Balance Assessment. And then, of course, having the hearing of Western North Dakota on the surge funding.
Let's talk about both of those. We had a couple of questions for you on the Common Core issue, too, that will come in before the interview. Here's Zelda. Zelda says, I'd like you to ask Representative Carlson what the Republican legislature hopes to gain by voting to keep us in the Smarter Balance Consortium when the party platform that was voted on by state convention delegates approved the state party stands in opposition to Common Core. Why do they have a platform at all, since they're loath to follow it if it interrupts elitism and power?
Well, actually, Scott, you understand that there's two separate issues between the Common Core being the curriculum and a Smarter Balance Assessment being the test they take on this. I supported the removal of us from the Smarter Balance Assessment. I was on the side that did not win, but 43 of my colleagues voted with me, and we didn't have enough votes to stop it. Part of it was kind of a little too late. The bill had really morphed and changed in the last 48 hours. And I think the bill just started out as being dealing with Smarter Balance Assessment. It would have probably passed the House. But that neither here nor there. I think my recommendation would be that, and I've had some discussions with DPI, is that this issue is not going to go away. I think we should take a good hard look at what kind of assessments we want our kids in. And we should decide whether the Smarter Balanced one is the right one or if there's other ones that it would be better. And I think we should have that discussion. I think there should be a report within a year back to the legislature on the various types of options we have. And I think you'll see before the end of the session some language to that effect be in the bill.
Another emailer, Amy, says, as Majority Leader, did you not see the importance of this bill and the need to put your heads together on this bill? I guess assuming that as Majority Leader, you get to say, hey, we're going to all vote this way. It doesn't work like that, does it?
No, it doesn't work like that at all. I mean, I had my committee chairman who was he did a lot of work on the issue, very much in favor, the superintendents, a lot of teachers, not all of them. came to him and kept pushing the issue that this is a great thing for our kids. We had a lot of parents, on the other hand, who were paying the bill, and a number of teachers that said it's a bad issue. So it was very divisive. The thing is, we expect the best for our kids, Scott, and we need to make sure. I can't tell everybody how to vote on the floor. I have one vote. They have one vote. I direct as best I can. We didn't have the horsepower. But this issue is not over. This is an issue of Smarter Balance Consortium. We need to deal with this in a common sense way. Is it the right or wrong assessments for our kids? And we're going to attempt to do that as we go forward here.
You know, I was there for the back and forth and the floor debate on it, and I have to tell you, I was really impressed with the two freshman members of your caucus. They were on different sides of this issue, but you had Cindy Scheiber-Beck from Wahpeton, who's a new member, and you also had Chris Olson from West Fargo as well on there, and I don't know how rare that is, but to be the lead on both sides of this and try and influence their fellow members of the House, they did a pretty good job, didn't they?
I was impressed with both of them. I thought they both did a great job of stating their reasons why. Cindy's a former teacher. Chris, of course, is not, but he's a businessman, very bright guy. And his whole concern in the whole bill was a smarter balance assessment. And the other side was looking at, there were a lot of things in that bill that, and dividing it was the right thing, Scott. But it basically destroyed any ability that the superintendent had to run her office. So there was the bill went too far in some areas. It was easy for guys like me to separate it out and to vote on just a smarter balanced assessment. Hindsight's always 50-50 or 100%. You can look at it and say, I should have done this. But the point is, this brought up a discussion that needs to continue.
So will it continue this session? Will there be any other legislation that will go towards what some of the opponents of Common Core have been asking the legislature to consider?
Well, I think we need to just take a good look at how we want, what we believe are the proper assessments for our kids. That should be the discussion the rest of the session. And, of course, that brings smarter balance into the topic. I'm not familiar with what's all out there, but I think we need to keep that on. And I think the superintendent would agree we need to look at that.
Other big issue you mentioned was heard in the Appropriations Committee, and Jeff Delzer had sent a note that the two of you worked on to get some more information before the House members so they can assess the infrastructure needs and do the surge funding, jumpstart funding, whatever you call it. The idea being get some money in the pipeline for 2015 construction season. You were in the hearing. Give us your assessment of how that went.
I think it went fine. There was a couple of people who resented having to bring the information, but most of them were very, very cordial and understood that our job is to do due diligence on spending the taxpayers' money. And we wanted to know, number one, how much money do you need? Number two, how are you going to spend it? And do you need it immediately, or can it be delivered over time? And that was the questions that were asked. I think the hearing went very well. The DOT kind of surprised us a little bit when they wanted the 450 back in there instead of the 300. I kept asking him, and it didn't until after I left that he came back. And I think the governor grabbed him and said, yeah, we want the 450. But to me, the surge money is really about transportation and about roads. It's very important to me that we can bid those early, get those guys working. And it's always been that. There's a lot of other things in that bill. I think we had a great hearing, and I think that our attempt in the House will be to get a consensus in the House as to what we think that number should be. Walk over to the Senate, see if they can agree with our assessment of what we think we have the money and what we can afford to do, and then try and get it so we both agree and don't have to go to a conference committee and vote it out of the House and approved by the Senate. Whether or not we can do that, Scott, by crossover, only time will tell, but that's our goal today.
And the majority of those funds are already in the infrastructure fund right now for this very purpose, right? So those dollars are sitting there, just a matter of where they go and how they're spent?
Yep, and those dollars, by the way, have been spent twice over in the budget. They've been spent in a lot of other budgets. So if you take the surge bill today and fast track, whatever you call it, and spend it in its current form, there is no money left for the rest of the initiatives in the session. Because all the money's gone in that investment fund, and that's where most everybody went to.
And you mentioned the DOT funding. Now, explain that, because I know that initially this was just about city by city, county by county, on shovel-ready projects that were ready to go. And the DOT funding, what they would do with state roads was different than the county and the city roads, but now they've kind of morphed together, and you mentioned this $450 million figure, so explain that.
Well, the governor's fast-track bill had the $450 in it for highways, because probably the hardest thing on highways is getting your engineering done, getting your work done, and your bidding process is very detailed. And we have missed three bidding cycles already this spring because the DOT, and part of it, Scott, is because the federal government does not have a highway plan. So we can't count on any federal dollars that we normally get. So they have not been bidding, and until they have some assurance that there's going to be funding for these projects, they're not bidding, and we need them bidding. So that's why that they want that money moved back in. Otherwise, there will be a real delay in projects that are going to happen this year on the state highways.
So that is funding that normally would have been debated separately in a bill directly related for the North Dakota Department of Transportation that you pull
Absolutely.
Out and put in this so it goes quicker.
It would have normally been in their budget bill. This is moving it quicker because their budget bill wouldn't take effect until August 1st. Whereas this bill would take place as soon as the governor puts his signature on it.
Got it.
And honestly, they can't bid unless they know they have the money.
What did you make of Democratic leaders calling a press conference saying that these folks shouldn't be forced to sing for their supper?
Well, I thought it was pretty interesting. They've been apologizing for 3 days here. I love it. But I never said that, Scott. I never once said the word sing for your supper. That was some radio host out of Williston. Decided to make up what he thought was what I was saying, which wasn't even close to that. And they picked it up thinking it was a quote and run down and had a press conference. And I'm hoping it takes them at least another week to wipe the egg off their face.
Who's been apologizing for 3 days, are you saying?
Max Schneider and Kenton both came to me and apologized. And they didn't apologize the fact that of the process. They apologized the fact that they took a quote that just wasn't true. So, you know, they probably still don't agree with what we're doing, but they at least got to pick up the right quote.
Well, I didn't every day. The Forum of Fargo-Moorhead's editorial page agrees, but I see that they thought the process was proper to give all of this the proper vetting. When do you think the vetting will be done and ultimately, as you say, some effort to reconcile the differences between the House and Senate version on this early funding?
Well, crossover's the 26th. We're going to attempt to try by the end of next week to have our work done on that bill so that we have something to present to the Senate to see what they think of it. And we're not going to talk a lot about this, Scott, until we have everybody in agreement of where this is going, because this doesn't need to be sensationalized by the media, by sensationalized by the political parties. This needs to be what can you afford to do and when can you afford to get it out and what amount of money is left for the rest of the operations we need around state government. At the present time, Scott, we're taking all building projects out of the budget. We've changed the pay package a little bit. We're removing a lot of the FTEs except those that are crucial to the public safety out west. So we're doing a lot of changing in the budget just because we have to, because this price of oil and the triggers have changed the outlook. And we have to make sure that all these fit in the picture before we move forward. We got a lot of work to do in the next 10 days.
What's the price tag on the building projects that have been removed?
Almost $300 million. But one that we have to do, Scott, and before anybody panics, is we're halfway through the med school. You can't not finish that project. So that project will stay online, and that med school will get finished.
Otherwise, though, basically you're saying it's not time for bricks and mortar with the budget the way it is.
You know, and our attempt is, Scott, and it's hard to figure the right words to say to this, but we need to take this budget down until we get different revenue figures in March and in April so that we can build it back up. Because if it doesn't come back, we got a problem. So we need to make sure we start down and then have the ability to build it back up.
Short break. Back with our remaining moments with Al Carlson, House Majority Leader from Bismarck today in the state capitol after this timeout. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Free Valentine's Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Chatting with Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, getting an update on the legislative session ongoing in Bismarck. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Well, the listener wanted us to ask you about House Bill 1181. It's Roscoe Striley's bill that he has put in, and I understand was discussed yesterday in a House committee and did pass, and so ultimately we'll get a vote. And it is the legislation that would force a special election to fill a U.S. Senate vacancy. What do you make of that? Is that something you support?
You know, of course, is going to get political, but there's been just as many Democrats that have been appointed to office as Republicans. I can name three off the top, and I believe their names are all Heidi Heitkamp, Kent Conrad, and Byron Dorgan were appointed before they were elected to positions. So, we've had, obviously, Kevin Cramer, and we've had Rauschenberger, and we've had Sarah. But the point is, the people should vote on these things. Scott, I haven't read every detail of the bill, but I don't mind. I like the people of North Dakota, and I think they like to vote as well. So we'll see what happens.
The premise is...
I just wanted to go back a little bit to the... to the oil stuff and to the way the session's going, Scott. The sky is not falling here. This is a correction that probably needed to happen to take a good look back at all the spending we're doing around here. Our budgets have grown a lot. We're not broke. We're going to fund all the things that we'll prioritize, we'll scrutinize, we'll build in the ability to build budgets back up if the revenue returns higher than we think. So we're doing due diligence, and the state of North Dakota, even with this downturn of oil, is still the envy of the country.
Do you have a sense that some people think the sky is falling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the point is that everybody has to share in this for now. And, we have all the – yesterday there was $240 million worth of tax exemption bills on the floor of the House. Scott, there's just plain, some of them might have been a halfway good idea, but there's just no room for those things today. And, of course, people take such pride of authorship in their bills, but all of those were defeated. Will those issues come back another day and another year? Probably. But the point is they didn't fit, and they don't fit in this budget, because when we do the surge bill, they want a formula change for out west. We need to make sure our infrastructure and our highways are strong. We've got a commitment to property tax relief and education. We've got almost $1 billion in higher education. We need to be smart how we're spending the dollars right now, more than ever. And we're going to do that. So the sky's not falling is the message, but we are working harder than we've had to work in the last couple because we had so much excess revenue. But now it's time to rein that in and take a refocus of where we're going here.
You predicted that Common Core would be a pretty significant issue, and it has. It was hotly debated, obviously, and there have been a number of other issues related to the price. Well, what would you cite maybe as something that is not getting the attention that really it should, that you're doing that nobody knows about? Anything that we ought to know about that's happening that you're excited about, intrigued about, and glad to see moving through the legislature that we aren't talking about or the media is not covering?
Well, I think that we're trying to take a good hard look at our workforce training programs and hopefully trying to come up with an idea to have more coordination and more of a system like Minnesota has for our trade and technical schools. And again, that kind of breaks the mold, but it's one of those things that every place I go, Scott tells me they need more workers and they need workers trained in specific areas. And we're going to try and address that. Today is cigarette day at the Capitol. We're going to have three bills dealing with e-cigarettes, and we're going to have a cigarette tax bill. So I would say you'd probably want to keep your eye on that this afternoon.
And what's your thought on the proposed tax hike on cigarettes?
I'm not in favor of that. In 1993, I carried the last one in 93 for 11 cents a pack. I was the only freshman on the committee, and they made me carry the darn thing. But I'm not in favor of that. We're spending a tremendous amount of money on cessation. I can tell you that every retailer along the border has let me know that they would prefer that we didn't raise that. The debate will be interesting. Time will tell what's happened, but I'm not going to support raising it.
Is that going to be a close vote today?
You know, I don't count noses on things like that. We do not caucus every day like the opposition party does, and we don't take block votes like they do. So our people are free to go where they have to go. If your overall philosophy is to keep the taxes in a reasonable level in our state and make sure we leave money in the pockets of the people, then it'll probably not pass. If they don't agree with that, it'll probably be close. I don't know.
All right. Anything else you want to share before we let you go?
No, it's just we're going to do our very best to get things handled here. We understand the needs all western North Dakota. We're going to address those. And we're just going to keep balancing the books. There'll be a little upside down, a crossover, but come early, we're going to try and save some days, Scott. We're working hard to save 5 to 7 days So if we ever need, if the market changes, if something changes in the next 2 years, we have the ability to call ourselves back in.
Interesting. All right, Al, appreciate the update. Thanks a bunch. Good to talk with you. House Majority Leader Al Carlson, Republican from Fargo, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Dave in Minot had a Valentine's Day wish he wanted to get in here before we close up shop for the day. Dave, what is it?
Thanks for taking my call. Say, I want to extend my appreciation and my feelings for the fighting men and women of the United States and for our country. Probably the wisest man in all of history said that the greatest love that any man could have is to lay down his life for a friend. And I think we should honor those folks that are willing to go out and to take a stand for the United States of America.
Well said, Dave. They deserve a Valentine's Day wish and all of our love. Hear, hear. Good job. Thank you. Ron Ness with the North Dakota Petroleum Council Monday. See you then.
In other words, free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So's the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mention my name, you buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for, you'll get the best price, and you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.